Our guest in the cafe this morning is Henry Ross, and Henry is here representing Commerce Community Cares. Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
And you all have a big event. And it's tomorrow night.
Yes, it is. We have an event on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. at Benny Keith's. It is going to be our annual kickoff for our fundraising season, and we'd love to have everyone there.
And tell me a little bit about what goes on. You have this kind of a hamburger supper kind of thing, isn't it?
Well, in the past, it has been hamburgers, but we've got a special treat for our patrons and guests that may come out. I'm not going to actually tell you that menu, but I'm sure they're going to enjoy the menu. We've got some great things planned and some events for that particular evening as well. We're going to have a person from the university giving our entertainment. So that's going to be a surprise. We're keeping that under the hat. We want people to come out and enjoy the festivities.
Well, that's tempting, and that now you have you've definitely got us curious about what's going on. So that's at 6 o'clock Tuesday evening at Ben E. Keith. And this is the beginning of a new fundraising year.
Yes, it is. We did not quite make our goal on last year. We're hoping to get it done this year. We've engaged into some definite fundraising activities. This event on Tuesday night would be the start of it. But during Bodog Bash, we also have an event. There are a number of members in Commerce Community Cares that love to ride motorcycles.
Yeah.
So we're having an event during the morning of Bodog Bash. We're going to start at 7:30, registering individuals at 8 o'clock. In the a.m., kickstands are going to be up. That's going to be on the 23rd of this month, and we're going to take about a 60 to 70 mile ride and hopefully get back in time enough so that all the bikes can also be involved in the Bodog Bash parade.
Uh-huh. And is that kind of a thing where you're getting pledges for how far you go or something of that nature, or just get more for fun than anything?
It's more for fun, and also as a fundraiser, we're charging $25 per motorcycle. No matter how many riders you have on that motorcycle,
it's going
to be $25.
I see. How much are you all hoping to raise in the coming year?
Well, we're looking at somewhere between $27,000, but we'd love to get much, much more if we can.
That's more than in the past, isn't it? 27,000?
It is more than in the past, and that was our goal for last year, and we did not quite make it.
Uh-huh.
So we're hoping to get there this year.
Uh-huh. So you have a theme for this coming year?
And yes, John Mark, we do. And for those of you that are listening to us this morning, that theme for our organization this year is going to be Commerce Community Cares, One Gift for a Better Commerce.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Henry Ross, and Henry is with Commerce Community Cares, the big kickoff fundraising event Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock at Ben E. Keith. Commerce Community Cares is, as far as I know, kind of unique in that it is totally dedicated to organizations within commerce specifically.
Yes, we have a very unique history. A number of years ago, we used to be part of United Way of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
United Way of Commerce saw us as a little bit too small, so they pulled out. And as a result, individuals who were on the board at that time, especially Gene Castleberry, Jim Peek, Doc Pierce, Carolyn Tresvant,
mm-hmm.
they were members who were part of the board during that time, and I was part of that board. We decided that since United Way pulled out, that we might develop a 501c3. So we filled out all the paperwork, and we came up with the name Commerce Community Cares. So we're doing the same thing in this community that United Way used to do.
So the United Way, of course, there is still a Hunt County United Way, but United Way is an organization that, if they work like a lot of organizations, there's a certain fee involved for carrying that name and then supporting you with that name and the things that go with that.
Indeed, and we were just a little bit too small for them.
So they
left us. Through our efforts, we've been able to do a lot for various organizations within the commerce community. Every dime, every cent that we collect goes to organizations within the commerce community.
We don't have a lot of time left, but would you just kind of run through the list of the organizations that you all work with?
Right. Some of the organizations that we fund are the Commerce Library and their literacy program, the City of Commerce, Parks and Rec, Hunt County, Clothe the Child, Commerce Food Pantry, Bread of Life, Script, meal delivery, Boys and Girls Clubs of Northeast Texas, Commerce Emergency Corps, CAOS, CCAP, Commerce School Health Services, CISD Family Services, Toys for Tots, Hunt County African American Leadership Conference. Those are just some of the few. We have about 14 organizations that we're going to be supporting this year. There were a number of applications that came in, but we cannot fund all of those organizations. And through our board of directors, we come up with these 14 organizations.
Henry, this is great. So it's Tuesday night at 6 at Benny Keith.
Indeed.
Thanks for coming in and having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Henry Ross with Commerce Community Cares, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.